Dear gentle listener, a warm welcome to Dear Mind. I am quite literally your storyteller, Srividya Shivakumar. Dear Mind aims to create and encourage conversations around mental health. We do this through stories and shared experiences that teach us we are not alone. We are, after all, our stories, and our stories are us. Sharad C. George was diagnosed with ADHD a year ago at the age of 35. He was a new dad and had reached what he thought was a high point in his career when it suddenly became tough again. In his words, "It felt just like when I was a kid and bored to death, which is almost literally what happens when you are forced to sit in class with ADHD. In the last 6 months, Sharad quit his job and found a new path as a freelance writer, marketing consultant, and fledgling entrepreneur. Life is now full of adventure, meaning, and uncertainty, but he has learned that chaos is where he feels the most at home." Our story today is Dance of Shadows by Sharad C. George. This story placed second in the Right Away contest organized by Mind Stories. Sharad says that this story was painful to write, as it was a synthesis of very similar experiences in his life and very real memories. He had meant the story to have a layer below the surface. The color black is actually the absence of light. We see color because of reflected light, and we see black when an object does not do so. His character Siddharth's tragedy was that he saw reality better than the others and got ridiculed for it. He imagined shapes, but only as an extension of the truth, not instead of it. Perhaps the only way for Siddharth to cope with such a shattering of what he knew to be true was to believe that the sun too must not exist, a notion as ridiculous as what he had been asked to believe in the first place. I know you're curious to make friends with the very interesting Siddharth. Let's meet him. Dance of Shadows by Sharad C. George. Siddharth stared at the wall, entranced. Light fell on it and danced, painting vivid scenes on the bland surface. An elephant chasing a plane, a truck racing over black asphalt, a sunrise, a moon floating in a serene sky. Tears glistened in his eyes. "Where is the light coming from?" he asked, his voice quivering. His peers cast him odd glances and turned their attention back to the projector's shadow play, laughing and cheering. "The light! Can't you see? It's making shapes on the wall. Can't you see them? A whale, a plane, look!" Siddharth's voice grew anxious as he tugged at Harman's arm. "Let go of me," Harman shrugged off Siddharth's grip and distanced himself. "The shapes are dark, not bright, Sid," Avira said, her eyes kind when they met Siddharth's. "Oh," Siddharth murmured and turned back to the wall, frowning. A couple of his classmates approached with smirks on their faces. "What's Sid seeing now?" Ashwin asked with practiced innocence. "He sees a bright whale," Harman offered. Laughter echoed across the room. "Show us the whale, Sid," Ashwin challenged, but Siddharth stayed silent. Ashwin sauntered to the wall and stood in front of it. "How about now, Sid? Can you see me, or have I turned invisible?" He flapped his arms like wings, sending the group into peals of laughter. Ashwin twirled a finger beside his head, prompting more laughter. The laughter was cut short by Mr. Ramesh's booming voice. "What's all this noise?" He reprimanded the class and dismissed them, leaving only Siddharth behind. "Sid, I hear you were having trouble seeing the shadow shapes." His voice was softer now, kinder. "No, sir. I see shapes, just bright ones." "Sid, it is a shadow. See this bird I'm holding in front of the projector? Can't you see it on the wall, but larger?" "But that makes no sense, Mr. Ramesh. The bird is in your hand. On the wall, it is an empty space. But there's light, can't you see? The light is so bright and it creates these shapes. They are so much bigger than the bird in your hand," Sid argued, his eyes shining. Mr. Ramesh sighed. "Sid, we need to work on your science understanding. Your imagination is wonderful, but that's for English class. We still need to get you through science till 10th. Sid's face fell. "But I love science." "There are many things we love, Sid, but they aren't always right for us. For now, let's focus on understanding the basics." Mr. Ramesh handed him a note for his mother and left. Sid stood alone in the room for a while. He pocketed the note and stepped outside where the sky was a clear, bright blue. The sound of chirping birds filled the air. He lowered his eyes to the ground where a dark shape that looked like him stretched ahead. He could see the shadows now and finally understood. There is no sun. I'm not gonna lie. When I first read Sharad's story, the teacher in me felt incredibly sad. As teachers, we are sometimes guilty of expecting a child to look at something in the way we look at it. I would say as adults, right? We say, "No, this is a shadow." Or we say, "No, this is a deer, not a cat." "No, colouring inside the lines is what this should be." "No, there is only one way to get to the answer." "No, the sun cannot be any other colour but what I told you." I could go on. That last line in the story, "There is no sun," is one of the most heartbreaking lines I have read. It's many layered and speaks not just of the shadow class, but how Siddharth must have been feeling at the time. A child without hope, a child experiencing confusion and desolation, these are painful things. What literature and teaching literature to children have taught me is that there is no one answer. And giving children the opportunity to just explore and speak about their feelings can result in delightful answers and refreshing perspectives. I never really know what a story will lead to, where a poem will take us, and that only adds to the joy of teaching and learning. This judgment we do with adults too, right? When we want to question certain practices, we are told that this is how things have always been for a long time. When someone wants to tweak a recipe, make a different type of presentation, wear a cotton sari or salwar kameez or jeans for a wedding, "Oh, but that's not how we do it." Good Lord, so what if we have not? Isn't change better in so many cases? Had the class, and most importantly the teacher, looked at life through Sid's eyes, the class would have been richer for it, and the teacher the better for it. When we place this kind of pressure on children to conform, we set them on a lifelong path of trying to fit in, to be someone else, to be accepted. And the pressure this places can be unimaginable. As adults, the onus is on us. We need to ensure that children have a safe space, that they can be themselves, they can just be. And by that same token, can we try to be more understanding in general? To look at life from a different point of view? To see not just the shadows, but the sun too. Dance of Shadows by Sharad C. George gave the Mind Stories team so much to discuss and think about. It's a thoughtful story, one that discusses pressure. The pressure to conform, to follow the herd, to not be an outlier. It beautifully brings out the confusion that Sid feels being told what he is by his teacher. It is a sad story and one that asks us to focus on something vital. The effect our actions and words as adults have on children. I hope you felt moved and comforted by the power of stories. Stories are not only entertaining, but they can also help us cope with our emotions, connect with others, and heal ourselves. If you want to read more by Sharad C. George, please follow him on LinkedIn. Also, if you liked this episode, and I hope you did, leave us a rating and a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and all your other favorite podcast platforms. It really helps us grow our audience and reach more people like you. 2 weeks from now, we'll be listening to the powerful Dancing with the Shadows by Bobby Menin. It is a visceral first-person account of the writer's experience with addiction and his road to recovery. Do tune in. This is Srividya Shivkumar signing off. Take care. Bye for now.